the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Fourth week of the blessed month, Coptic month of Amshir, which is, 1 week before the last Sunday before Lent, God willing, next Sunday. And probably because of the weather and the warm weather, we're probably confused and think we're about to just jump into Easter right away, but we still have 55 days to fast first. So get excited about the weather, but don't get excited about skipping Lent. Lent is still coming. Beautiful readings again. The beautiful story of Zacchaeus, probably one of the stories that we all learned since we were little. Probably one of the first stories, if you're born in the church or grew up in the church, that's one of the most common stories in plays and skits and songs and everything surrounding that beautiful story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus' story also, we read it also in another occasion or another service, I would say, not occasion, another service, when we go do what? Anybody remember or knows? Probably not. It's the gospel that's always read during the prayer of what? Yes, home blessing. Thank you. Tabriki manazil, exactly. Thank you. Home blessing. So if you remember, if you had a home blessing, if you haven't, please ask for that. Come for home and bless the home. And then we read this beautiful passage of Zacchaeus, the one that asked the Lord to come and invite, the Lord actually invited himself. Today I come to your house and there will be salvation for this whole household. So it's a beautiful way that the church put it in order to remind us also of the presence of the Lord in our homes, in our places, in our families, in everything that we do. But when we read it today, as we said again, I hope you remember by now, the Coptic month of Amshir, again, talking about the, what? The Eucharist, the spiritual meal, the spiritual food, right? So we talked about that, and we talked about how, what he gives and how we can receive, and we talked about last time about, coming to him and being drawn by him, and then he being taught, and then we are ready to eat. Today is the message from the story of Zacchaeus is actually, what is God offering? What is God offering? And he offered himself, right? But the one thing that came to my mind as I was reading this and preparing is what the Lord offered to his people when they were in the wilderness and they were hungry. He offered himself also in a figurative way, in the form of what? The manna, right? You know what the meaning of manna, first of all? Well, it is symbol of bread, but what is it? What's the meaning? What is this? What? Man, mana, right? Man in Arabic. What? What is this? What is this, basically? People are very, very hungry, very distressed, very frustrated. And then all of a sudden, they asked Moses, and Moses prayed, and then this thing started to come down. It's like, what? Manna. And you go more and more into the Jewish tradition, and the Midrash, and the Talmud, and the famous Jewish rabbis, and they talk more and more about this, to the point that, it's not mentioned in the scripture, but the Jewish tradition insists and talks about that the taste of manna is specific for each person, right? And they even say, okay, you want to dream about, okay, what were you eating in Egypt? So dream about it, and then when you eat the manna, you'll have that taste, right? And they go on also in even that it came down with other things with it, with blessings, and came also, the tradition talks more and more that it was a reason or a way to actually resolve quarrel that happens. One of the things that I was reading, for example, if slaves are fighting, who's their master, for example, he said that the slave that is right, he'll see, his manna in his house, and the other one doesn't see the manna in it. So too many traditions and stories, again, this is all Jewish traditions, not in the scripture, but talking about what? About what that is. What is this? The manna. What is the reason? Why am I talking about manna now as we are reading the script, the passage of Zacchaeus. What do you think? Zacchaeus has something to do with it, exactly. Zacchaeus was hungry for something. He needed something. And that was went for him. To know who he is. What is this? This is Jesus who's coming, and I will invite him to my house today. He will come to my house, and he will bless, but I have to change. But I have to change. Other thing also that I was reading, and just kind of struck me when I was reading this, it says the following. It says that the mystery of Christ, listen to this, the mystery of Christ, that he gives each one himself totally. The mystery of Christ, that he gives each one himself totally. What does that mean? But there's something else in it also. It says that he gives what? Each one. So what he gives you is different than what he gives you. Very personal. Beside the Holy Spirit, he gives himself in what I need, what really satisfies my need, and what will help me in my own relationship with him. We're all different. And one of the problems that we do is when we start to compare. Well, how come Ahmed has this and I don't have this? Well, you're not Ahmed, right? The Lord gives, listen to this again, it's a mystery of Christ. Mystery of Christ. He gives each one himself totally. Give himself totally to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, and to you. But each one is what? Different. What did Zacchaeus need? What did Zacchaeus need? Say again. He needs to see God. He wants to see God. He heard that he is coming. Okay, well, I'm short. I can't really see him, so I'm going to go up to the sycamore tree and see him. But what else? That was from the surface. What else? What did he need? What was Zacchaeus? Tax collector, chief tax collector, right? Was he Jew or Roman? Jew. And a chief tax collector is doing what? Collecting money from Jews and give it to the Romans. So in a way, he's working with the against his own people. So what does that make him? Unwanted, bad, unaccepted, not accepted, right? He had loss of identity. He had loss of who he is. He had loss of acquaintances, of people, of love, which are all the things that we probably lack. The first thing that I want to talk about here after all this long introduction is what is lacking? What is lacking? And you see this in the Pauline epistle today, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. It says what? Verse 7, 1 Corinthians 1, 7. So that you come short in no gift, that you come not lacking any gift. Right? You were enriched in everything by him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ, so that you come not lacking any gift. The Lord's mystery of Christ, that he gave himself totally to each one, right, as our need. Number one, again, is what is it that we're lacking? And do you recognize this or not? What is it? What is it? Don't talk about money. Don't talk about a husband and a wife. Don't talk about better job. Don't talk about better... No. What are we lacking? Spiritual gifts. What are we lacking, right? And what we need for that. What we need for that. And the Lord heard this and saw this in Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, again, was lacking everything. He had money, right? The Lord went into Jericho. If you read more and more about Jericho, Jericho is actually a rich city. And it's famous of that tax collection, right? But it was lacking, and he was lacking. I could be rich, I could have money, I could have good job, I could have good whatever, but what is it that I'm lacking? And I will not recognize this unless I really sit and see and evaluate and see what the Lord has given me, the work of the Holy Spirit, and all the gifts of the Spirit, all the gift of the Spirit, single. Lacking love, lacking tolerance, lacking long-suffering, lacking chastity, lacking purity, lacking contentment. What is it? What is it? The Lord is coming today and saying, what? This is what I'm giving you. The Eucharist, the spiritual food that we're getting is going totally for each one of us and will fill everyone. If you look at the story, the Lord actually mentioned and recognized and identified Zacchaeus as he's what? He is the son of
Abraham.
Right? Restoring his identity again. He was nothing. Although he was very famous as far as collecting money. But he lost that identity, who he is. He said, like, you are the son of Abraham. And the son of Abraham for somebody is a Jew, that is, this is the honor, right? The honor that he is the son of Abraham. Lord was coming and to see what is lacking, and he'll give you. He'll give you totally himself for each one, different. Number one is what is lacking. Number two is where to get it. Where to get it. So number one, recognize, first of all. Number two, where to get it. Where did Zacchaeus get it from? From the top of the sycamore tree. You know the difference between sycamore and fig trees? What is it? Sycamore is what they call the food, the fig for the poor, right? Nothing. Nothing. It's just like, you know, you compare the sycamore to the fig, looks a little bit alike, but it's not the same. You get maize. It's not the same. It's something for the poor. Something nothing. But the tree was actually, you know, strong wood, they used the wood, and the tree actually will grow, and the branch will come very, very close to the ground. That's why he was able to jump on it. But in order for him to see this and to do this, what the father says, that he had to go through the shame in order to get rid of the shame. Had to go through the shame in front of everybody. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, the famous, is like a little child, silly, going up on a tree and trying to see where Christ is. Hey, I'm here. He had to go. That's the beautiful church teaching. He had to go through the shame in order to get rid of the shame. If you want to really get what is lacking, let's go through the shame. What does that mean, go through the shame? Where do we go through the shame in the church services, in the church mysteries? Through what? Repentance and confession. You go through the shame, which we all try to avoid, right? That there is no way to get out of the shame unless we go through the shame. Here I am. I'm standing in front of the Lord, in front of the priest, confessing to the Lord, and here is myself. Here is my true self. That nobody can see other than the Lord. In order to get what is lacking, let's go through the shame. Let's go find a sycamore tree and climb and expose our vulnerability in front of the Lord. Said, Lord, here is who I am. Here's who I am. You know, we don't go to the confession, you know, complaining about other people. We don't go to the confession and trying to find excuses. Right? No, we go into the confession and said, here is who I am. I'm a tax collector. I'm a thief. You know why he said I'll repay four times? Anybody know that? It's in the law, in Exodus. Right? 21, I think, if I'm not mistaken. If somebody steals an ox, you have to pay a sheep, an ox 5 and a sheep 4. Right? So he's actually coming back, and it's not just like, okay, being generous, like, oh, I'm going to give four fulls. No, he's using the law, using the actual, what the Lord has commanded. That the Lord said, if you steal a sheep, you pay 4. And here it is. He's confessing this way that he is what? A thief. He's confessing that he's a thief. Again, the beautiful say, we cannot get rid of the shame unless we go through the shame. Go through the shame. That's why, again, but the shame is very what? Going, this whole process is very glorious. Imagine that. You know, in the Pauline, in the Catholic epistle today, James 1:17, it says, you know, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Every good gift is from above. But that gift, again, I won't be able to get it unless I come and say what? I am a thief. We can steal the time, we can steal the gifts, we can steal the honor, we can steal the glory, we can steal everything that doesn't belong to us. That is theft. That is theft. But we come to him and say, what, we'll pay four times. We'll pay all our life. And that's the third point. So number one, again, what is lacking? Number two, where to get it? Number three, how to respond? How to respond? Remember the Gospel of Matins this morning? What was it? Luke also. What is it? The story of the 10 lepers and only one, right? And the Lord like, weren't there 10 lepers? Where did they go? Why only one person is coming and say what? Thank you. We can lack, we can ask, we can receive, but are we thankful? Are we offering? The thanksgiving is not just a word, thank you God. It's an offering, the offering of thanksgiving. Eucharist is Yifcharistia, is Eucharistia, which is what? Thanksgiving, it's a sacrifice. Am I offering a thanksgiving or just saying it with my mouth? Thank you God, give me more. What is the response? So what is lacking? Where to get it and how to respond. How to respond is to be that leper that goes under the feet of the Lord and said, Lord, thank you for saving me. This is what he's offering. This is what he's offering. He's offering himself. He's offering the manna that comes to each one in a different taste according to what you need. Imagine this. You know? Again, what's on my mind? Okay, I want to eat this. Okay, well, I'm going to eat that manna and then that's it. I'm satisfied. What is it that I need? Our whole goal, all of us, our one and only goal is to be what? That's what we always see and we keep seeing it in Orthodoxy. Not just to be good people, not just to follow the commandment, not just to stay away from sin, not just to avoid hell. No. What is our main goal? To be Christ-like. To be an icon for Christ. You have to remember this. Everything that we do, we're going to start the Lent right now, is not just because the church is so strict and rigid and we have too many Lents and fasting and we can probably skip a couple weeks. And everything the church has given us is in order to do what? To be transformed to his likeness, to be Christ-like. And I won't be able to do this unless I know what I'm lacking and come in front of him. Go up on a sycamore tree and expose myself. Go through the shame to get rid of the shame. And then know at the end that I need to come and offer myself. I offer all my life. Because I understand then that my life doesn't belong to me anymore. Whatever I have doesn't belong to me anymore. And I come in my prayer and say, Lord, here you go. Do with it whatever you want to do. I want to be yours. I want to serve you. I want to live with you. Remember the law of the slave in Exodus, in the Old Testament? Right? If a servant loves his master, right? He will come to him with all his family and do what? I'm staying with you. I don't want to go out because of the love, because what he's seen. Because the Lord, the Master, has given him what? Everything that he is lacking. He said, okay, that's it. How could I be? I'll be stupid, excuse my language, if I go out. I'm with you. Right? And the Master will do what? Will take his ear and person. You are mine. This is your sign. You are mine. You are mine. Are we willing to stand in the prayer right now as we stand and pray the liturgy? Say, Lord, I am yours. I am yours. I don't know how that is. I don't know what does it mean. But I want to be yours. Because you have given me everything. You have given me your flesh and your blood. You give me eternal life. You give me salvation. At the end of the story, the Lord said what? Today? Salvation for the souls. Give me salvation. Give me salvation. Maybe I'm coming today with too many things on my mind. I'm coming to pray for something else. But you know what? Just put this aside. He knows. He knows. Just put it aside. And ask for one thing in the next half an hour. That we really be one with him. To be transformed to his likeness. To become an icon for Christ. And see and watch. That's what the Lord said in the Old Testament. Repent and return to me because tomorrow you will see what? He said this to Joshua. Tomorrow you'll see wonders. Right? Tomorrow you'll see wonders. Not tomorrow, today. Right? What is the wonder? That you become one with the Lord. We unite with him. We unite with him. Let's put aside anything else that's on our mind. prepare for this beautiful season that's coming, right? If we're thinking and asking and praying for too many things that we are struggling with and too many, you know, materialistic things, it's just like, you know what, God knows. Just put it aside. I'm not saying not to pray about it, but put it in the towards the end of the list. The end of the list. Pray for the salvation. Pray that He will fill what we lack. Pray that He give us the strength and the power and the courage to go up on the sycamore tree and to be exposed and to be going through the shame. Pray that we come to Him and say, Lord, here we go. We offer You everything. We offer You ourselves in thanksgiving. To Him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.